Picture 14. Abraham and Sarah and Lot lived in Canaan. They had many cattle and soon they were very big and rich people. Soon they found that there was not enough room for both Abraham and Lot. The herdsmen of Abraham were fighting with the herdsmen of Lot about where the cattle should feed. As the animals got to be more and more, it was becoming a very big problem. Abraham said to Lot,
"It is not good for our herdsmen to be quarreling. You choose whichever part of the land you would like to live in. Whichever place you choose, I will go to the opposite direction. In this way, we can live in peace and our animals will have enough grass to eat."
Lot stood with Abraham and looked all over the land. There was a nice tall grass to feed his cattle, and there were some important cities in that area. So that is where Lot chose. It was the Jordan Valley. Lot moved there with all his cattle and family and lived in a city called Sodom. The people in Sodom were very wicked and refused to follow God's teachings. Abraham was very generous. He let Lot choose, even though it was Abraham's right to choose first. Sometimes we look at other people and it seems that what they have is much more better than what we have. We begin to want what they have. Lot liked the exciting lifestyle that was in Sodom, and even though it was a wicked city, he chose to live there. Do you think it was wise for him to move to Sodom? What does the Bible have to say about temptation? Listen, James chapter 1 verse 13 to 15 reads, "When tempted, no one should say, 'God is tempting me.' For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when his own evil desire, he is dragged away and enticed. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it's fully grown, gives birth to death."